Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM, The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. And Green Legion is now the champions, baby. Champions of Crossing Broad's March Media Eagles Madness Bracket Challenge. There's a lot of words in there. Eagles Media Bracket Challenge. Out of 64 journalists, radio hosts, programs, shows, people, interests, influences, we won the whole damn thing. And I wish I could have used a line from Major League. So what do? Win the whole thing. But we did. We championed over Brandon Lee Gowton, who we all respect over at Bleeding
Green
awesome. Nation, 100%.
Absolutely.
And the path that we took, I don't know if anybody had a tougher path, to be honest with you. We had to go up against who we go up against first?
Sal Powell.
No,
or, you know, in the first round, Ike Reese.
We went up against
Ike. Gunn.
Then Gunner. No,
Kemsky.
Kemsky, Gunner, Sal Powell, Adam Kaplan, who a lot of people like Adam around the radio industry, from what I hear. and then, of course, Brandon Lee Gowton, which we have massive amount of respect for all those guys. So we appreciate you guys, including us over at Crossing Broad. Kevin Kincaid, thanks for the shout outs. Thanks for explaining to everybody that we actually have a radio show and it's entertaining, damn it.
For the 100th time.
For the
100th time.
So everybody, I am amongst a distinguished panel of hosts once again this evening. Our producer to the right, Slash, how you doing, brother?
Good. How's everybody doing? Good to see Lito in studio.
Absolutely. Ooh. Thanks for messing up my intro.
Wow. I was waiting for
that. Way to go, Kyle. Right.
Really?
Damn. Because the good news is you're fired. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Slash Reggie.
Ooh-ah.
Welcome to the show. Big time.
Big time. What are you forgetting?
It was funny because when you were letting me in the door at the front and you said, who was it? I said Sackmaster, and I should have said big time.
Yep. His head's getting a little too big to get through the door now that he has his own show with Greg Murphy, but that's okay. Michael Shut Up Diaz has been on Kid Detail for a few weeks. How you doing? Holding up, bro?
Feeling great. Got my Bud Light, got my bourbon. I'm good to go.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Next to him, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, 15-year NFL vet, 10 years with your Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, baby?
Chilling. I'm surprised you didn't use that opportunity to gloat about Athlete's Row.
Well, we have to welcome Lito first, but certainly once he's welcome to the panel, Athlete Row, it's good. We only came back in the studio last week, and we already have a solid Athlete Row here. Just happy to be a part of it.
There's a big difference between having Spuds here last week and Lito, because now it's actually an Athlete Row, for sure.
Well, and just so everybody knows, Diaz and Slash will be trading chairs from here on out.
Fine with me. I won't get a strangled.
Which is okay. No, but that's all right. Swift elbows come to the side. And of course, the secret's out. If you didn't know, or if you're not watching on our Facebook live or YouTube live, everybody, number 26, you're a University Florida Gator and you're 8-year Eagle, 3-time Pro Bowl, I believe.
7 years in the Eagles and then 2 Pro Bowls, first team all pro though.
That's a real honor.
Brush your shoulders off, Lito.
Everybody, Mr. Lito Shepherd.
Yeah, Lito.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
I just missed you at Chickie's last night by about 3 minutes.
I know, man. That was so awesome, but I wish we could have bumped into each other.
I know. It's been fun. We appreciate you being here, brother. I know you're busy. I know you're up here on business and taking some time out to be with us and
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, man. Anytime.
It's we've done three radio shows now in the last 2 weeks.
I know. I'm becoming a regular, man.
Right?
Start with us.
You get so the paddleboarder.
Always welcome.
You're always welcome.
I don't want Sam to be relegated to the dining room every time, every week, but hell, yeah, we'll make room. We'll find another way.
People are starting to talk.
Yeah. It's all good. Everybody, remember, please rate, review, download, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. The simplest thing to do, listen to us anytime, anywhere, and when we're live is the iHeartRadio app. Just download that. Go to Fox Sports The Gambler or Green Legion Radio. You can subscribe to both channels once you get on the app. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. MCS Construction Services, the largest residential contractor in the Delaware Valley. More to come on them. TheNeckSip.com. Hands-free drinking. Drink while you text, everybody. The Neck. N-E-C-K. The Neck. What Hollis is going to do when he chokes out Diaz.
I was just checking out your neck. Don't worry. I'll move.
All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul working in the basement bar over there in Cavanaugh's University City at 39th and Sansom, all City Fitness Philadelphia locations, and, of course, across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Don't forget about all the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school. They need your help all the time. Bucks County Baseball Company, not country.
Oh,
I had that on a run sheet the other day. I think
it was on run sheet.
Oh, when you looked at me, I thought I said I said country on baseball brunch the other day.
I had Bucks Country Baseball Company instead of county. Like
who had 10 minutes before baseball brunch came up? But yeah.
I don't know, but we're not going to get through 10 minutes if you guys keep interrupting me during my sponsorship role here. And, of course, the King of Prussia Diner, Johnny Z, and Horseman, my fraternity brothers, coming through with a new place to late night dine and a sports bar along with that right in King of Prussia. Ooh. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in sports history? We're going to forego what happened in Hollis history because we're going to talk to you guys both about your draft day experiences and stories leading up. That's the highlight of this show, the elephant in the room today.
Yeah,
but what do we got in sports history, Big Dog?
Well, today is April the 24th, 2021. It's the 114th day of the year. There's 251 of these puppies remaining. In the events section, we have April the 22nd. April the 22nd, 1947, with the very first Basketball Association of America finals happened. The Philadelphia Warriors, they beat the Chicago Stag 83-80 and took the inaugural series 4-2.
Nice.
1954, NBA adopts the 24-second clock and the 16 foul rule. And on April the 24th, 1967, the 21st NBA championship. The 76ers beat the San Francisco Warriors 4-2. A couple of quick birthdays. We have just a couple of quick birthdays. 1964, Cedric the Entertainer. And 1973, Eric Snow. That's what I have
for you. Eric Snow.
Lots of Sixers.
I think he fell asleep through that second.
He did
during the broadcast.
Yes.
Well, I fell asleep during that, but that's okay.
No. He fell asleep during that broadcast.
Eric Snow and I, guess, bartended together down at the Manioc Brewing Company in like 2003. Or 2002, he thought I was nuts.
Just
like that, we're practicing like we're live on Saturday, which Kyle asked me to do before we started this show. I hope that's just a bleep, everybody.
And you brushed it off.
Yep. And you know his brother Percy Snowblade,
of course.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, you guys. Well, first of all, big announcement here on Green Legion Radio today. We are going to give away 3 pairs of draft tickets with field passes.
Ooh.
Now, how are we going to do that? Apparently, there were supposed to be trivia questions, and apparently, everybody was expecting everybody else to write them. So,
Diaz said that.
Shut it, big time.
Big time is big time in everyone over here.
Based on this information, I have decided that the easiest thing to do is to tell Diaz to leave studio and run the questions right now.
Well, it was.
I'm just kidding.
He did say he was going to write them.
That's not true. I said, let's come up with them.
You said,
cut all this out, too.
He said, don't worry. Nope. He said, don't worry. I'll come up with them. That's what the email said.
It's okay. It's okay.
It was email official.
I'm sure we're going to have those. And when do you want to do those, Diaz?
Let's do it at the top of the second hour there.
Top of the second?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to give away three at one time.
We're giving away a 4-pack and a 2-pack.
A 4-pack and a 2-pack.
Yep.
I'd like to ask a trivia question, and they need to answer on the YouTube channel only, no Facebook. Think of some good draft questions.
I'd like to ask. I didn't say anything about writing. Big time. Go big time your own big time show, big time.
So you want to
don't be jealous that you don't have a show.
Oh. Okay. And just as this thing's about to go downhill. Hello, children. That's what I should start off every show with. Hello, children. Hey, Quim. Anyway, so we're going to give those away. Elephant in the room, obviously the draft. And now apparently we are hearing that the Eagles are wanting to get back in the top 10, which makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Okay, you dropped out for what? To pick up a fourth round? And a first round for next year that you're going to have to give.
Now, I look at it like this. If you give up next year's second round pick to get to 9, if that's the compensation to jump to 9 to get your player, I don't have a problem with that because you're lining up. You're going to have the Colts.
Who are you lining up to get?
That's the question.
Well, I see that we have a bet laying here with $20 here coming up.
Oh, my God.
Up.
Will you guys stop going through the run sheet before I get to it?
Patrick Surtain.
Okay. We don't go through the run sheet. We do go through the run sheet.
Yeah, seriously, don't yell at me.
You guys need to help me with the run sheet. Run sheet, run sheet, run sheet.
They're really.
So, everybody, this is.
No, hold on.
Mic check.
This is the Kyle Leto and Quimby show. Everybody else, go write your stupid freaking questions right now. Bring those idiots up, will you? All right, you guys. So, they're rumored to come back into the top 10. Not sure why, but obviously they have their reasons. Best part about this particular draft show or this show talking about the draft is after this one, we don't have to speculate anymore.
That's the best part.
All we've been talking about.
God, yeah.
It's all that's been on the conversation tilt. It's everything that anyone is talking about, Eagles. Obviously, no real free agent splash. We knew that was going to happen. They didn't have the cap space in order to do so. So the speculation has been, the intensity has been, the excitement level has been, how are they going to screw up this year's draft? That's what we're looking for. And finally, after this show, we will be able to talk about the first 4 picks. So anyway, we're going to talk about Sirianni playing rock, paper, scissors.
RPS, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Competitive nature, baby.
But how much time do we have left in this segment? We're getting pretty close already, aren't we?
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes.
Good. All right. Okay. Awesome. Plenty to talk about. All right. So let's just get that elephant out of the room right now. Diaz, you brought this up as a topic for our run sheet. What are you hearing about them considering coming back or getting back into the top 10? And are there any real potential trade possibilities that you've heard of yet?
The only thing I've seen what everyone else has seen. And it looks like something. I think that's going back to what Zach said in the opening about next year's second to move up. I think that's kind of rich to move up.
I do too.
I don't have my Jimmy Johnson trade chart in front of me of, you know, what every pick is valued, but they do have 2/3 this year, you know. Who knows? Maybe they want that first corner off the board. It could be Surtain.
I like that idea.
I mean, it could be that.
I know you do.
It could be, let's say, Penny Sewell drops a little bit. I mean, they don't have a target guy there, but I think they're going to get a good player at 12. If they move up, the cost has just got to be minimal. So if you picked up a first rounder for moving from 6 to 12, and it's going to cost you, in my example, a third to move up 3 or 4 spots back in, I think that's some good maneuvering. You know, you picked
it's not bad, right? It's not bad maneuvering. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. So, you know, right now, everyone, you can't believe anything because all the rumors and all the leaks. Is it real? Is it not real? You know, they're saying now last week, Mac Jones was going to be slotted to go 3rd overall, right? Yeah. To the Niners. And then it was, no, he's not going. Then today, he's back in there. What has happened in the last week?
No, it's because it's called knuckleheads like Jeremy Fowler have absolutely no content whatsoever. Right. Sit around searching for someone, trying to pull a baseball bat out of somebody's ass to come up with a topic. That's exactly what's going on.
And you know
how this is why I'm excited that this will finally be over.
I got one
no
better
more
for
speculation.
You. No more speculation and no more mock drafts. Mock draft version 16.83.
No one, and especially when they make trades. Well, what I think is going to happen here is pick 14. They're going to pick up a second and a third and blow my head off.
How has Mel Kiper kept the job all these years?
Because he has wind tunnel tested hair.
He's fantastic.
The real question is, what percentage of the mock drafts has actually been a winning grade?
Zero. Normally the first overall pick, and that's it.
Right after that,
it's been on occasion, the first overall pick wasn't who they thought it was going to be. Like the time when they thought it was going to be Reggie Bush, and then ended up being a DN.
Mario Williams.
Yeah. So, but it's like when you look at these guys, they bark all the way up to draft. They do what they call scouting a little bit. They check numbers and stuff. I've noticed the only one that's really, really, truly was a true scout was Mike Mayock. And I kind of roll with what he says.
His daughter.
HR's
calling. Week one of.
Oh my God, with the chirping, you guys, come on. We're supposed to be the number one people's choice for Eagles media in the city. Now we have to be professional here.
I think that's because we do not have an HR department.
when you think about it, he's one of the only ones that did all of the work, and he got himself a job now. So
Lito, did you pay attention to mock drafts when you were being drafted? Like, did you say, hey, I'm going to fall in like this area within the first round? Like, maybe I'll slip in the second. Like, did you pay attention to anybody specifically?
It wasn't the mock drafts. You get a draft status when you're coming out of college. And they had me way in the late second, third round. So I don't pay attention to them, but it is exciting when they're talking about your name early.
So when did you know that you were going to be a first round pick? Like, did something
hold
like
on? Pop up? We're not quite there yet.
Okay,
well, he's jumping ahead.
I'm not talking about his draft day experience.
So that's part of it.
So he doesn't get reprimanded like I do. I'm just saying.
He's the one that's quiet most of the time. He's getting a little bit of an attitude these days, but he still raises his hand
big time over here and a sensitive guy.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's just pissed off that he stole some kid's comforter off his bed before he walked out of the house.
He's just mad because I look good. Damn good.
That's what's solid.
That is one awesome looking picnic blanket.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway.
That makes Sinatra look like a hobo.
All right. What do we know about Sirianni playing rock, paper, scissor with
I
think it's hysterical.
Reading it is terrible, and then when you see it, I understand what he's trying to get. It's just what's going to happen is he's all energy, he's energetic, he's all football all the time, he's fired up. We're gonna wring that out of him. The media is just, he's gonna say these things that, you know, maybe he did say RPS. I don't think he's judging. He's doing his scouting and basing someone's competitiveness based off how fired up they get in an RPS game. You know what I mean? But it's great that he has that energy. I just think like, oh my gosh, people are going to just chew him up until he's just a bland cliche, you know, speaker like all the other coaches are.
Doug Peterson was a big fan of the RPO, and we find out that Sirianni is a big fan of the RPS. I've got no problem with it. I love the guy's energy. He's exciting.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
Like the 3 seconds when you said RPS. So, but yeah, no, he's exciting. I mean, his personality is one of those things. Like, yeah, it's going to be draining if he's this way after you lose on Sunday.
All right,
right?
Just let me remind you of one thing. All right, always what happens when you hear great personality.
She's ugly.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't say it. You didn't have to come right out and say it, man. We were all just going. Oh.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But it's okay, Tank. I love it. Well, I'm just making sure everybody knows it was you that said it.
If he's this gung ho after a loss, then yeah, there's a big problem. Like, you know, he wants to sit there after. You know,
it was a joke, Zach.
I know, but I'm saying
a little bit better than your RPO one too.
Zach hates being positive after losses. He hates it. He hated it with Kapler. He's going to hate it with. Guess what? There's going to be a lot of losses this year. So, you know, the guy's going to try and keep the ship afloat.
I don't know, man. They have the easiest schedule this year. The easiest schedule.
Because
top to bottom. We went over that on last week's show.
With no talent. It's okay.
I get that.
No quarterback and no one to throw to.
You have four picks in the top 84. That's why you don't trade one of your third round picks
this year. Okay, but thankfully, we're not playing Ohio State every week. Or Ohio State's not, you know, this is not, I can find an analogy, but I'm going to need another shot.
The good thing is they play the games on Sunday, so you'll find out then what we have.
Right.
And nothing is ever easy about the NFC East.
Exactly.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. It's not yeah. gonna be easy.
You know what you know what wasn't the easiest part about the NFC East this
Watching
year?
Watching it.
Watching it.
It was
100%.
It was a bit of a dumpster fire.
It was. All right, yeah. Let's wrap this up. You guys, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports the Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, brought to you by Bud Light. When we come back, Lito and Hollis draft day stories / nightmares. We also want to find out from you guys any other players who had draft day rituals that were hysterical. Anybody else that you thought was pretty funny that did something on draft day hoping to, A, get drafted or move their position up? Talk about that when we get back from break, everybody. Fox Sports the Gambler right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports the Gambler, 102.5 FM Philly, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, brought to you by Bud Light. Everybody, we are here today with special guest Lito Shepherd. What's happening, brother?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Once again, good to have you here, as well as the normal cast of characters, / Sack, Diaz, Tank. And, of course, Sam Brady got relegated to the living room today because we don't have enough room in studio. We're sorry about that. We'll make it up to you at some point in time. But, everybody, so David Harris says that you and Lito, Hollis, should do all the draft picks for the Eagles this year. I can't say as I blame him. You're real close to the draft room. You know, on third, get your – just bang on that door. You know, bulldoze the door open. It's going to be a lot of – Take Micah Parsons now! And make sure that big forehead vein pops out that goes all over that bald dome of yours.
Oh, the reports are he's not going to make it past the Giants.
And what did I say?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You said that this
Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. I hate it when I'm right. What do you mean I hate it when I'm right? I love it when I'm right. anyway, we're not going to talk about that because that's just going to piss me off. But Hollis and Lito, all right, we have you in studio right now. This is great perspective and entertainment for people because both of you have experienced draft day as players. We've only experienced draft day as armchair quarterbacks and nothing else. All right. And not part of that dirty 30 idiot crew that booed Donovan and probably sent him spiraling down a career where he was always trying to live up to the hype. But, Hollis, if it's okay, let's start with you, man. I'd love to. We all would love everybody listening. Green Legion Radio live throughout the rest of the world wants to know what happened on draft day. I know we got a funny phone story with you. But please give us anything you want to talk about from your draft day, the day of like the first draft or the weekend, whatever you want to talk about. Give us your experience, man. Tell us stories.
Well, but way back in the day when I was drafted, I wasn't drafted, but it was in 1996. It was a little bit more primitive at that time. So the cell phone wasn't prevalent like it is today. So Lito, as Lito said earlier, they give you a draft spot where they think you're going to get picked. They told me from rounds 3 to 6. So. For the first couple of rounds, I'm just sitting there, just antsy and stuff. I see a couple of guys go who I know that I'm clearly better than. And, you know, you're just like sitting there. Your parents are trying to soothe you. Dad's there cooking. It's kind of helping. You know, you're eating a steak and, you know, and hoping for the best.
I was about to say, nothing better to calm you down than 6,000 calories, right?
Nothing soothes a savage beast like a good tender meal. Well, it started getting into the waning hours. So my roommates were going out to party and stuff. So the draft was still kind of going on. And so my mom was like, well, you can take my cell phone. No. Now it's not. It wasn't one of those kind that you could hide away.
The Zach Morris phone?
No, it was the one that you with the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
With the bag, with the giant bag. And so I'm rolling with a giant bag to the party, waiting on the team to call me. So then the phone finally rings in about the third round. So I'm like, okay, so this is it. So the pick is up. They're like, the pick is in. I'm like, okay. So the guy on the phone's like, yeah, we didn't pick you. Hang loose. I was son of a. Oh, yeah. Hang loose.
The party saying, telling everyone, like, all right, whoa.
hang loose. We're on the board. Yeah, that's, it was bigger
than. That might be too updated.
That's too up to date. It was the one that was in the bag that you pulled out.
This might have been the one Lito was using.
Yeah, probably. Very similar. And so after that, then the Eagles called me in the fourth and the fifth round. And that said, hang loose, you're still on the board. I was like, yeah, I know. So then,
I got a question about that.
I really think I had one of these.
Well, I have no idea.
A question about this, the teams that call you and, I mean, isn't it better for them just not to call? Like, you're calling me. You call me in the fourth round?
Yeah.
Why didn't you pick me? Call me in the fifth round? Why didn't you pick me? I get it that they're trying to let you know that they're interested in you, but right. It's like you got all these picks. You could have used it.
Yep.
They just to get that undrafted.
Yeah, but the board's changed. Right? The board's just changed. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about you in one round, and then the next round comes along, and then we didn't think this guy was going to be available, and then that's where they hop on him.
Well, just to call him, though. You're like, yeah, I wanted you to call me to pick me, man.
Call me to pick me. It was pissing me off. So to titillate the pissing off just a little bit more, in the sixth round, the Denver Broncos were up. The pick was in. Well, the draft is over. They drafted a damn punter.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, really? It's like, would you consider coming to the Denver Nigel Broncos? consider coming to the Broncos as an undrafted free agent. I was like, yes, I will consider.
Like and it was so, a choice.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I did. Well, see, that was the thing.
No, you had more than one team.
At that point, it is a choice. And if you're an undrafted free agent, and there was Philadelphia on the phone, there was the Giants, the Jets, Carolina, and then San Francisco. Okay. And then Broncos went home for the day, those sons of onions. But the telling point of me coming to Philadelphia was saying that the Broncos wanted me to.
Delilah's?
Well, a little bit of that too. The Broncos wanted me to lose 15 pounds.
Wow.
The Eagles said I could gain 10.
Ooh. Ooh.
You like that idea.
Damn Skippy. I was like, I'm on the next thing he spoke.
And when he said it that time around, it was damn Skippy peanut butter.
Yeah. And then I also I talked to Jeff Lurie. So it was kind of like a recruiting trip. So I talked to the head coach. I talked to the defense coordinator. I talked to the defensive line coach. And then I talked to Jeff Lurie. I think I was the only one to talk to him at that time, and then he started jumping on phone calls after that. So it was a great experience, but damn you, Denver Broncos.
It all worked out. I know hindsight's 20/20, but do you envision your life would have turned out any different, maybe better or worse, if you would have signed with the Giants or the Jets or if you did go to the Broncos? Do you ever think about that, like the choice that you made in coming to Philadelphia as compared to like signing anywhere else that was interested in you?
Well, no, because I kind of wanted to go with the people that seemed the most interested in me. That's how I chose my college. You see, it's like you go somewhere and they're like, hey, well, this scholarship will be available for you for up until midnight.
To this day, I think the hottest thing a woman can possess, her quality, is that she says yes to me.
I thought blindness was that quality for you.
But when the Eagles came through, they called me multiple times.
You're fired.
Other teams were leaving, and I just went with the team that showed me the most interest.
A question. That Denver punter, is he available for athlete round?
No, he's probably,
definitely more athletic than you.
I know, because he got cut to him, too. And
he'll choke you out with his legs instead of his hands like Hollis will.
Why would you go for a punter over a stud interior tackle?
I don't know. And I think they thought that I was just going to come there. No. And it kind of pissed me off, too, because it was like one of those things where it's like, seriously, dude, you call me when you're picking. It's like, well, the draft is over. It's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You might have to cut that out. But it truly pissed me.
I think we're good.
It truly pissed me. It truly pissed me off. And to tell you what, I didn't really think about going to any other squad. Well,
I'm not sure. I know what this means, but I think it might be funny. Russ Taylor, I'm sorry. I still think about the Jesus Shuttlesworth recruiting trip.
It's from the movie He Got Game.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that was my draft experience. The rest of them, I was doing appearances.
Nice. Awesome. Nice.
So check this out, guys.
Yeah, please. Lito, you up.
Yeah, this is like almost to the day exact of the 19th anniversary that the Boss Gag song was gifted to me by the great Chris Berman. Like, really? Yeah.
We're playing the Lido Shuffle. Lido Shuffle all day today.
That's it. I closed out of it already, but I'll get it back up.
Yeah. But I tell you, man, that draft day experience is probably one of the most nerve-wracking experience ever. And I tell you what, it's all lies until you actually hear your name. Just like you said, you know, teams will call you, show interest, but they have about three or four guys probably on the other lines as well. And I didn't believe it until it actually happened because, I mean, 2 days before the draft, I got dog worked out like for about 3-4 hours just grinding
by
the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. Dear Lord.
Yeah. But the thing about it, they did pick right after Philadelphia. So I felt comfortable up until that point.
The fact that Philadelphia C beat them.
Or exactly. But I didn't talk to anybody from the Eagles organization. I might have met with them at the combine briefly, but that's just about it right there. Yeah.
I was going to say maybe they didn't think that you were going to make it to that spot in the draft for them to be able to take you. But like, did you feel strong interest at that point when you did talk to them at the combine?
Well, it was no idea because you talk to all the teams the same. Some show more interest than not. And you figure who might need corners at the time. And at the time, I didn't think the Eagles needed the corners.
Oh, they had Troy. They had Bobby.
Exactly.
It was Al Harris on his way out the door.
Al Harris was the nickel. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, and I had Baltimore was real high up on the charts there. And, you know, they was feeding me a lot of BS throughout.
Well, Ray Lewis plays for them. So you're going to get a lot of BS if you listen to his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, So, and I felt a little animosity about it, but I can't get mad about that because they did draft a future Hall of Famer. A Hall of Famer, Ed Reed. So, you know, they won out on that one. But at the end of the day, you can't believe it until your name is actually called. And it took 3-4 hours.
Well, you said you didn't even talk to the Eagles. I never knew the Eagles were even scouting me. Right. I got the dog crap worked out of me by Denver. The Broncos, dude came and sat with me. I ran 6 40-yard sprints. He was trying to get me to a 4.8. I was like, dude, it's not going no lower. The Wonderlic test. I took like 20 or 30 minutes and you're only supposed to get like 12. It was like but he worked the crap out of me. And then the team that didn't show any interest to me throughout the seasons, they're the ones who called me the most and showed the most interest during the right time.
Yeah. Damn that John Elway. Yeah. You know? Damn that John Elway.
It's one of the longest stressful periods, though, of the day. I mean, it started at 12 o'clock, and I was a first round, the 26th pick, and I didn't get drafted till about 8 o'clock that night.
Right.
You know, so it's a long, strenuous
process.
That's
got to be brutal.
Yeah. So it was just an all-day strenuous process. And you go from being very excited at the beginning of the draft till the more picks that come, the more stressful it becomes. It's like, wow, the teams that were interested in you, they pick other people, they go other directions, and it's like, well, man, now I might make it to the next round. Or when that round come and go, be like, oh, now it's the next round. So it's one of the most strenuous things. And a lot of people just start doing other things to not be so nervous and in depth into the whole process about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Uh-oh.
Lito, I got a question for you. So you said just the day was like, what was your day like? What'd you do? You know, I don't remember this draft. I mean, I remember the players we got, but I don't remember it on TV in the presentation. Did you have what was the suit like?
I had a draft party. I had a lot of my close family and friends and relatives around, maybe 50 people or so. And we rented out a hotel ballroom and we just really congregated, chilled, drinks, food, and just experienced the process. And that's what I mean. So the process, you know, you have to rent those rooms for a certain period of time.
Yeah, right, well, right. It 3 hours
like,
or something.
Like, exactly. Yeah. So it was like triple the time and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. So, you know, the party go from real live to now is everybody sleeping. But, you know, when that time finally came, it livened back up instantly. And, you know, it was just an amazing experience when you're hearing your name called as you're on the phone with the teams, man. That was the most spectacular moment. Yeah.
So they pick you. You get the call. Who calls you? Lori?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid calls you?
Yep.
So from there, I mean, because all we know is, oh, great, great. We got, or we're, at the time, we're probably, we have cornerbacks. What do we need a cornerback for? They don't know what they're doing. So from that point on, you just catch a flight. You come straight up here. Like, what happened afterwards?
Yeah, instantly. That was the thing, I guess, because I was the first round draft pick. They definitely wanted to get me up instantly. So once that process of being on the phone and your name is called, oh, it's instantly setting your flight and getting you on the next thing, smoking out. And I had to leave the party straight to the airport, and I ended up being in Philadelphia, 4 hours later.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Lito, being that Diaz, that was a great question because that was the one I was going to ask, by the way. Jeff Perlman.
Of course.
Thanks.
Of
course. Thanks. Coming from you big time.
Hold on a second. I know where you're going with this, and I want to ask Jeff's question, but yeah, I think we need to do that. It after the.
Okay, you want to wait? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I was looking at the board, and that's a great question.
How much time we have before the break?
We kept going like this.
Okay,
2 minutes. You take off those stupid glasses, you might actually see when I thought put 2 minutes
up. I thought you were just saying you wanted to go next.
No. Uh-oh. Oh, he went for... Jesus.
Come on, Morpheus.
Great radio here. Green Legion good, Radio. Good things, number man. One, your media choice in Philadelphia for Eagles News.
Let's end this on a high note.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to we'll take an early break. Come back and have a few more minutes on the break right before the top of the hour. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, you guys. Brought to you by Bud Light with Lito Shepherd and Hollis Tank Thomas talking about their draft day experience. We're going to have more on that when we come back from break right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, everyone. Brought to you by Bud Light. We are here with Hollis Tank Thomas and Lito Shepherd. In other words, Lito Boz Shepherd. He does not have a middle name, so you could adopt Boz as your middle name and nickname. You know that, right? It'd be better than Skaggs.
Skaggs Shepherd sounds good.
I wonder what the ratings of that song has done since it was tagged by Chris Berman tonight.
You know? I should get some royalty checks for that.
That's what I'm getting at.
Exactly. So,
wait a minute, Lito, you don't have a middle name?
Oh, yeah, DeCorian.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't have a middle name. That's what I was like. That's what I was asking you.
It's a great middle name.
Only the ladies call me DeCorian.
But remember, Boz can mean a whole lot of things. That's like boss in Southern.
Boz.
Or Bosworth?
Not that one.
Boz means boss in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, all right, we got a question for you from Jeff Perlman. Everybody, keep the change band. Make sure you check them out. Keep the Change Band on Facebook. Our good friend Tip, Jeff Perlman, lead singer, available for parties anywhere and everywhere. Good friend of ours for a very long time. Curious what Lito's relationship was with Troy and Bobby to start his career. And to be drafted along with Sheldon and Michael Lewis, knowing the team went all in hoping they hit on having an all-new secondary.
Interesting question.
It's a great question.
Yeah, that's an awesome one. I'll say this. Those guys were real stand-up gentlemen and very much professional. But they did not make myself and Sheldon and Michael's job easy on taking theirs.
I was about to say I was laughing at y'all because go ahead. It was a couple of times I was laughing at them. Well, I just happened to be walking by when they were berating you guys.
Listen, we had to learn the hard way on a lot of things. And I did myself. You know, I was, I guess, a little less immature when I got drafted. So, I'm a on the fly type learner. So I'm not real good with rules and regulations until, I learn them, I guess.
Yeah.
But so it was a lot of instances in practice and just learning the plays and playbook where, I would try to pull one of them to the side and, I can always remember Bobby Taylor telling me this. It was like, young buck, you better get in that book.
It's funny you say that because it was one day when I think y'all was kind of taking over, and some of the defensive linemen didn't know some of the blitzes, blitz package, uh-huh. And they kept going to Brandon Whiting was the smartest defense. You remember Brandon?
yeah, Brandon.
So they kept asking Brandon.
Wasn't he one of the strongest, too?
He was just the smartest. Okay. He used to do book reviews for the season. I'm talking about real books, like
War and Peace. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Damn. So
it's my incredulity responses. Yeah, I get it.
So the time he's talking about, they had implemented a bunch of different things in. Yeah. And so we were at one is, and so Kelly Gregg's at Brandon. He said, "What are you doing this?" He's like, "You know what you do? You get in your getting booked.
Right. No, we kind of knew that Doc wasn't going anywhere. Right. So, like, you know, he's playing alongside guys like Bobby and Troy and Al Harris, that guys that, like, he came up through the ranks with when they were all there. And now he's kind of looking at you guys trying to be groomed to take over for them. Like, he's playing the middleman in that scenario. So what was that like with Doc in between the old heads and the young bucks?
Obviously, it was a little awkward, and he had to be the leader to kind of mend that gap a little bit. But those were his buddies. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, they had a camaraderie level that was unique, and that's why they played so well prior to, you know, us coming in. And he had to gain that respect and confidence in us, you know, that we were able to pick up where they left off at.
Who did you think was a better cornerback, Troy or Bobby?
Well, they brought different things to the table. Obviously, I think Troy was a little bit better because of just nature, agility.
I disagree. I always come back to this, and we talked about this before. When you don't hear and your name, you never heard your name unless you were pick sixed right, or intercepted. The mark or the results of excellent play by a cornerback means that you never hear their name during the game.
But
ever.
But. The thing is, also, you have your strong side corner and you have your weak side corner. So,
but it wouldn't matter.
Yes, it does.
I mean, well, no. I'm sorry. It does. And I know Troy was lining up on the strong side. And he's usually taking the number one receiver. So, but it wouldn't have mattered if they'd have flipped. Bobby could have handled a number one just as easily as Troy, I think. Or am I wrong here? Are you saying that because Troy was that much better?
No, it's not that Bobby
was good because he was always on the number two.
I don't want to downgrade Bobby by saying that. No, it's just the way the monster unfolds. You know, Troy's definitely.
What are you laughing about, you weirdo?
Because I played with him longer than both of y'all.
Right.
And I was just gonna tell you, the only difference is if you want somebody to get their bell rung, you put Troy over there.
He's
more physical. Yeah. And Bobby's a pure cover guy.
Right.
And both of them are what they were looking for when they drafted Lito and Sheldon. They were looking for the same combination. Lito would have been Bobby, and Sheldon would have been Troy, because Troy brings a thigh out like Sheldon brings. And Bobby covered. Like, that's what you do. You're a cover guy, but you're not scared to stick your head in there.
Right.
So that, and it's no knock on either one of them. They were both great corners. And yeah. that's what it was.
Right. And I definitely agree with that. But just trying to pinpoint the differences in their styles of play and whatnot. You know, like we said, Troy was a more physical all around corner than Bobby was. And Al brought another unique factor even to that equation. I mean, Al was the best cover guy out of all of them, in my respect.
Moi.
But it was only in cover one.
Well, what was his nickname? Moi.
Moi.
Moi or dirty one.
Yeah. Well, Matt Hasselbeck has to be a big fan of Al Harris. Right? Yeah, we want the ball and we're going to win. Al Harris is like, you did it right.
Al Harris took his grills and went,
Yeah. Remember back when we had two solid Pro Bowl quarterbacks for a decade plus, maybe 12 years straight?
You know what? It is such a sad state of affairs that the two elements that we were so strong with for so long.
Let me guess. Here it comes.
Linebacker and corner.
I thought it was going to be linebacker or running back. We have to talk about that every week, too.
Well, I think Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams got snubbed in the Pro Bowl. So.
What?
Our boy Byron Maxwell?
Yeah.
What? Ooh. Man.
Rough days.
Lito, what do you think about the current state of affairs right now with the Eagles secondary? Like, when you look at it, like, what sticks out? I mean, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with Rodney McLeod. You know, he tore his ACL, and so I'm not even sure if he's going to be ready for the start of the season. You have Darius Slay, who's supposed to be big play Slay. And last year, I didn't really see many big plays. I saw him getting tossed around by big wide receivers. What's your thought process right now? Because obviously, I think we're due for an upgrade.
I mean, that's the whole thing, you know. This organization has, like you said, been spoiled with their secondary's play. And
not for a while, though.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years.
Right. But that's why guys like myself and Troy and Bobby and Sheldon and all those guys are highlighted even more.
Yeah, why did you Satchel of Richards have to retire, man?
but that's what they want to see. They want to get back to what they're accustomed to having. Big playmakers in the secondary. And with our type of aggressive defense that we had over the years, it was a big part of our success, you know, and it goes hand in hand with motivating and picking up every other aspect of your defense, you know.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the aggressive style of the defensive coordinator, you know, because obviously you guys had the best.
Yes.
You guys had Jim Johnson. Yes. What was it like playing for Jim Johnson?
Jim was awesome, man. Jim was one of those coaches who molded with his players. Like, Dawkins was
But we found out that behind closed doors, a little different story.
Oh, well, I'll say this. When
he commanded respect.
That, yeah. Jim Dawg cussed every excuse me. Like,
Lito, you're fired.
Hold on. Slash, that is a bleep, not a not cut out.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never disrespect Lito like that.
I'll tell you. And see, but that's the thing. That was the difference with Dawg. Dawg was what had Jim really changing a little bit of his mentality. Because Dawg was amazing, but he didn't allow
him. No. He just didn't allow him to cuss at him due to what was going on.
You guys, we're going to get back to more of this on the top of the hour. But before we go, MCS Construction Services, everybody. MCS Construction Services is the largest residential contractor in the Philadelphia area. They supply both resident and commercial contractors, everything to include custom cabinetry. Reach out to them at www.mscinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Ask for your free estimate so you can get started with your MCS Construction Services experience, perform with quality and safety. They're licensed, insured, and are performing services throughout the Delaware Valley, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and even Maryland. Once again, reach out to them at www.mscinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That's www.mscinc-pa.com or 484-202-3656. You guys back on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philly, 104.1, Trenton, WDAS, AM, throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, brought to you by Bud Light right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, brought to you by Bud Light. Everyone, we've got a great second hour ahead of us, still entertaining, and we're all starting to get a little lit up, so a little Lito up.
Yes, sir.
Did we want to finish off anything from the previous, before the previous break, or before the break? Was there anything else we needed to finish up on? If not, it's time for another segment of Kick-Ass or Jackass.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. I'm sorry. Still one of the best characters on Crank Anchors. Special Ed. Yay!
Don't we have the trivia question to do before Kick-Ass or Jackass?
No. What we're going to do is we are going to let everybody know that the 4-pack and 2-pack of tickets for the draft party with field access passes. Am I saying this right, Diaz? What do we have?
We have a total of 6 tickets to the Eagles official.
We're giving a 4-pack and a 2-pack away.
That is correct. They come with field access. Yes.
Field access. Okay. Field passes. And this is for Thursday.
Next Thursday, round one.
At the link.
At the link.
All right. Just
glad we talked this out.
For the Eagles in the NFL of Philadelphia.
Today! I know my name. Yay! Where's my baseball? All right. So, considering we just had a 3-game series with the San Francisco Giants, I figured it was a good idea to maybe bring up a couple of baseball managers over the years as the Kick-Ass or Jackass topics. So, we're going to go around the room, starting with Tank, Diaz, Lito, Sackmaster, Slash, and myself. Let's get it started. Bobby Valentine.
He sucked.
Hold on. He was a great manager.
Well, with the Mets. Yeah. He was a good manager with the Mets, and then he really, really crapped out in his return with the Red Sox. They couldn't even let him last the full season.
He sucked.
Right, but do you remember what he's known for?
Yeah, I'm going to say Kick-Ass. Anyone that wears the glasses and nose and mustache?
Yes.
Kick-Ass move.
So, Tank, he gets thrown in the game, and he comes back in with a T-shirt, fake mustache and glasses.
Yeah, I did.
Who does that?
What's great? Not even who does that. How are they prepared for that? They're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. They have a costume designer back in the locker room. The hell,
everybody! Yeah. It's a double click on the Halloween locker.
Yeah, still jackass.
I think it's pretty kick ass.
Kick ass. He was the manager of the Mets, and I hate the Mets, but yeah, that's kick ass moment.
That was a kick ass moment, but he's still the manager of the Mets, so I'm gonna go jackass.
I'm gonna go with Moving on.
You're torn.
My favorite racist manager of all, Ozzie Guillen.
Oh God, jackass!
I liked him. Yeah, he said some unfortunate things. But growing up, he was a Hispanic guy. I'm a Hispanic guy. I liked him with his.
Oh my God, you're the whitest cards. Hispanic guy we know.
Still doesn't matter. He's kick-ass. Name.
You know, I'm against all races. You can say your opinion, but you know, not racism, but. Kick ass is not.
I don't think he was a total racist. I think he's a total jackass. Yeah. However,
no, I absolutely think he's a jackass. Yeah. Unequivocally, when him and Jose Reyes and Mark Burley and they all, because they were opening up the new ballpark in Miami and he went there after his time with the White Sox, he was another guy that could not last through the season. He's a jackass.
Yeah. I'll go jackass as well.
I'm going kick ass when he said, I drink every night on every road game.
I like it.
I retract my statement.
Don't all most, of a sudden, right?
Most that, baseball people do.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That's what we do. Yeah. We every road game we drink every night.
Oh my God! Dude. Just think if we did this for baseball.
Oh my God!
All season. Hello, liver donated to the Franklin Institute.
Somebody would die.
A three-night bender in Florida with Donovan McNabb and Ozzie Guillen.
Awkward. Well, we all know that Donovan throws up or dry heaves in Florida.
Please, so. Just stay out of his projectile view.
It's the humidity.
Wow. Tank.
Wow.
Pete Rose.
Charlie Hustle. I love Charlie Hustle. He's a gambling man. Kick ass.
Pete Rose. Wasn't the thing with Pete Rose when he was with the Phillies that he invited his wife and his lover to the same game and they got in a fight in the stands or something like that?
Same suite?
No, this is at the vets or like the stands where, you know, they were in the same family section.
Wow, I don't know
like,
about this. Yeah. At all. Well, so hold on. This is a question for him.
Was she 14 years old?
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm going to say, I'm just saying that's what Pete Rose, they were supposed to put him in the Wall of Fame at the ballpark. And then all of a sudden the teenager stuff popped out with him.
So. I forgot about that. Mm. Jackass.
Yes, please. Thank you. Lito?
You know. He's been taking a lot of punishment, man. And, you know, I guess they're going to wait until he die off. So, you know, it's pretty.
And he'll get into the Hall of Fame as soon as he kicks it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm thinking that. So I'm going to go kick ass with that. That's a perfect one right there.
Jackass. Great baseball player. I won't take anything away from him. But the other things, he was a complete jackass.
Put him in the hall. Kick ass.
Put him in the hall, kick ass, always bet on his team to win.
Right.
Which meant making sure your ace's arms were in Tommy John surgery line for the following season.
We get what you were trying to say. Delivery a little weak there, but kick ass joke.
Hi, everybody. Great radio here at Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, as it happens every week.
Because the good news is you're fired.
They've been making sport of you.
You know, you need to add Vince McMahon to the soundboard.
When he goes, you're fired.
Yeah, you got to add that on there.
I love Lonnie's comment here. Is the we had a little power outage. Is there a monsoon in Philly?
Oh, wow.
We haven't had
you guys can only hope because it's your opportunity to roast me.
Yeah. Lonnie, we don't have the paddle boarder in studio, so don't worry about it.
We need to set up a Patreon.
Oh, my God.
Show.
I haven't talked to Valeria.
Oh, Alito did.
I said hi a couple of days ago. Through social media. Through social media.
All right. Let's get this finished here. Lou Piniella.
Kick ass. Right? Exactly. Especially coming out, kicking all the dirt on the base and taking the base away. Sweet, I used to love that.
Sweet Lou, what does that do? Why are you kicking? What does that do? You're going to get the umpire.
What does it do? Yeah. It allows us to bring up his name 20 years later.
Sweet Lou is kick ass.
That's it.
He is definitely kick ass. I mean, whenever you're pissed, whenever you're really
you
upset,
can say pissed.
Okay, whenever you're pissed off at the umpires for making a bad call, Give him a little extra work. Clean off this base, you jerk.
I absolutely love it. It reminds me of Quimby at a tailgate. You know, like when everything's hitting the fan, that's Quimby throwing a fit. So it's Lou Piniella when a bad call is on the field. Kick ass, baby.
If he was a manager for the Phillies at any point, he would go down as the greatest manager of all time because of his antics.
Exactly.
Kick ass.
Right? Right? Kick ass, Lou Piniella. Bobby Cox holds the record for ejected games, 156.
And I used to love when he comes out there and gives them a piece of his mind. Even though he played for the hated, even though he managed for the Braves, wasn't it?
Yeah, Braves.
Yeah, but kick ass. Bobby Cox, kick ass.
I'm going to say Bobby Cox is example number one of why baseball managers should not be wearing the same jersey and uniform pants as the players.
He looks like
a melted egg. Oh, wow. He's waddling out to the ground, to the mound.
He looks like a weeble.
Oh, yeah. He's like, and you're like, why did they make him put on a suit or a track jacket?
Sorry, I can't believe you didn't take advantage of that. I said weeble. You don't even know what that is. You should have said, oh, there's Quimby dating himself again.
Yeah, right. Well, see, yeah, but half the stuff that comes out of your mouth, no one here knows what we're talking about. We're not versed in the finer points of 1983 movies.
Here it comes.
Oh, wow. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life,
son. Hey, I'm not fat.
No, Sack's fat.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm definitely going to go with kick-ass. I mean, you know, whenever you can make history in your game and be remembered for it, I think it's pretty kick-ass.
He made the wrong kind of history, though. Okay,
it's exciting.
No. That's okay. The ejections are great. He won 14 titles, division titles in a row with that rotation, with Maddox and Glavine and Smoltz. Oh, and he had Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones and the great lineups throughout the years. Fred McGriff. And you won one World Series title out of 14. I'm sorry, jackass.
Hey, I got a hockey record. I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody. I'm the only guy who ever did that.
Get ready for Happy Gilmore 2, baby. Slash.
Hey, when Lito said, if you're remembered for something, I have a hockey record.
Right.
I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody. I'm the only one that ever did that. Bobby Cox, Atlanta Braves, jackass.
End of story. I think it's kick-ass. You still won a World Series.
Right.
Charlie Manuel should have won in 09. We're not saying, oh, well, he only got one instead of two.
They got the game 60 after they won one.
So you're making excuses for Manuel, but not Bobby Cox.
All apologies.
He had the greatest rotation in the history of baseball for 14 years, and you got one.
And not only could
you got one.
And the Phillies was the closest after that in 2011.
And since Slash doesn't know how to keep from interrupting.
That's why I didn't interrupt.
And not only did he have the best pitching rotation, but he had the best hitting pitchers in rotation.
Yes.
Which is the key to victory. That's how you win World Series.
In the National League back in the 90s,
it was. Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux? Are you kidding me?
I mean, they were
batting 280, 270 in a
season. They were competent.
Oh, that's true. They were very good hitters as pitchers.
Yeah. Smoltz was not as good of a hitter. But Maddux and Glavine were studs.
They could definitely handle the bat.
Glavine especially. Glavine would work a pitcher like a rib.
Like Brett Myers did against CC. He'd do that nightly.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day. So regardless of how much you think your statement had water and was funny, you're wrong.
And Greg Maddux, I think Greg Maddux won like 15 gold gloves in a row. Nonetheless. All right. So we're going to skip your last one because I have two before we go to the last one.
Yes.
Dusty Baker slash.
God, I never liked Dusty Baker. He can never get the job done, jackass.
Love Dusty Baker, kick ass.
Yeah.
I love Dusty Baker too, kick ass.
I got a great Dusty Baker story. Okay. At the vet in high school, I was a big Barry
Bonds.
We're
talking about the manager.
I know. Okay. Big Barry Bonds, Giants. We were dorking around outside. I don't even know why Dusty Baker, we're walking around the vet, going to the car. Dusty Baker walks out his door by himself. And he's like, hey, do you guys know where this is? And
did he have a toothpick in his mouth?
Yeah, and he was all cool. He was strutting, walking with us, and we were asking him all these questions. Dusty Baker, kick ass.
Dusty Baker's career?
I mean, maybe not the career, but the fact that I remember his name, and It's a kick-ass name, and yeah, I think it's kick-ass.
Yeah, Dusty.
Yeah,
Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, I like
watch
Dusty.
I like Dusty.
But
Dating me.
He owes JT Snow for saving his son in the World Series in 2002 from not getting ran over at the plate.
Right.
And then he ruined Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood in 2003 just to try and win the Cubs a World Series. Jackass. Now, Larry Boa, not the player, the manager.
I love Larry Boa as a manager. Kick ass. I love his style. Come on now.
You got my answer.
Jackass. I beat him in a softball game when he was the manager of those teams.
Jackass. You like his style. He had all that talent and just yelled at people all the time.
What talent?
Jackass.
The fact that Tank just said he beat him in some softball. So,
yeah. I was the manager of the other softball team.
Yeah. Oh, that's boom. Kick-ass.
Athlete row right here, baby. Shot.
Oh, God. He was a big reason why Scott Rowland was right.
I am going to get an engraved ping pong paddle for you to hang off of your mic.
Let's be fair. I'm a member of Athlete Row because I'm a Division I athlete. I just happen to also
Anyway.
I will say he's kick-ass, though, because my co-host on Sundays for Baseball Brunch from 11 to noon, Greg Murphy, Larry Boa does make a spot on his podcast.
As well as Charlie Manuel.
Yes.
And you guys are at Live Casino on Sundays.
We are Sports and Social at Live Casino every Sunday until May 23rd when we're going to be at 1100 Social.
At the corner of 11th and Patterson. Absolutely. Broadcasting out to the street.
Quimby, give me your last one because this one's fantastic.
Everybody. Your favorite manager and mine, Captain Coconut Oil, Gabe Kapler.
Jackass.
I thought he was a jackass, but then he led the Giants to a better record than the Phillies last year, and it's 2-1 against the Phillies. I'm going to say kick-ass.
Stop. You're only saying that because you just came across photos of him in a banana hammock. We know.
I also saw him at the Mummers Parade.
In a banana hammock. God. Again, we get it.
I mean, I've heard coconut oil and banana hammock in the same sentence.
For a baseball manager.
Hold on a second.
Could you imagine anything even that? Oh, wow.
Hold the phone. In no way, shape, or form are you allowed to make fun of banana hammock, Mr. Dominican Republic.
That's in the country and out the country.
I really act like I didn't see him.
I tried to pretend not to be friends with him.
I just acted like I didn't see him.
Lito's running, saying, Quimby, I'm going like this.
Is he talking to you?
I think I got us some popularity in those other places, man.
I got nothing.
I think more ladies would have signed up for the Dominican Republic package if they knew Lito was showing his package.
And the big package, package being the optimum word there.
Super Sam.
No one cares about T.O. No one cares about Javon Curse. If Lito's in a Speedo, the girls are there.
Just Speedo Lito.
Yes.
Hashtag Speedo Lito. Hold on.
Oh, this sucks.
Speedo. Whoa.
Oh, God.
You all know my hatred for Gabe Kapler. I hate Captain Coconut Oil. I was proudly there on Monday night, and I booed the hell out of him. But he's sitting there. Listen, you were the manager here for 2 years, and you're asking the umpires for the ground rules
before the game? We're going to get to this part, but wasn't it hysterical on the net catch? How he thought he could come out and argue the call, and they were like, dude, go back to the dugout.
Just stay in the dugout.
And he went like this. Okay.
You know, for a simple fact, he did not make one pitching change during an inning because he knew he was going to get booed the whole series.
Yep.
He left the pitcher hang out to dry in one game because he didn't want to have anybody warming up, so he would have to come out there and get booed. Like, Gabe, you knew you were going to get booed here. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know what the reaction is going
to
be.
We have something very, very important before we get to Slash.
Oh, Mama Nunnemaker getting in there. Uh-huh.
I think Lonnie is a big fan.
It is Mama Nunnemaker. And
yes, Susan.
Lito was wonderful to watch.
Man.
If only I wasn't there.
So is Lito cooking breakfast with Hollis tomorrow morning at your house?
Yes, oh my gosh. How'd Hollis get in there?
Well, no, because Hollis normally spends the night over there and he's making big pancakes like Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Like Ernie McCracken.
Yeah. Damn you beat me to it.
He's normally sometimes here in the morning.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Mr. McCracken's already here.
Hey, Goblin, what are you writing down right over there?
He's writing down the time. Notes.
If you cut this, you're done. Oh, we're bringing Tree back.
No. Yes. Okay. No. Anyway,
Captain Coconut Oil.
Captain Coconut Oil. Diaz. I don't know what happened at the Mummers Parade, but I don't want to know. You know,
I like the way you deferred that.
Wow.
Way to deflect.
I'm sorry. Oh. Instead of me commenting on Captain Coconut Oil, I would just like to say, kick ass. To Mama Nunna Maker.
I see that. Oh, wow.
She is a nice lady. And she
and took not, him to bed one night.
Well, she called him something that people call other people.
Oh, a block.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was cracking up when she said that. I was like, wow.
All right, let's get back on track here because I think we only have a couple minutes left in this segment.
Like that was a great segment, though.
And wow. We need to give away some tickets, Diaz.
Yeah, so we're going to give away a 4-pack and a 2-pack. The 4-pack will be the first one to answer this question correctly on our YouTube or Twitter streams.
I got a better idea.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take the first... Correct. The first two correct responses to this question, and we're going to ask if the first person that gets it correct only needs two tickets, give the four to the next person.
The four are four in one pot.
Oh, it's one pot.
It's four and two. Yeah.
Four and two.
So okay. Four is the grand prize. Two is a nice runner up.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Then why don't you take care of this? Take this off.
So the first people to answer this question correctly, Sam, our Super Sam, she will point you out on our stream right now. And she'll get in contact with you to get these tickets for next week, Thursday. I think the party draft starts at 7. It runs to 30 minutes after the Eagles pick at 12, or if they move up, maybe even a little bit sooner. So our good friend.
They're happy about that party. Huh? Hey, everybody, here's a drink and get out.
I'm happy they went from 6 to 12. It gives me more time to get drunk before Howie actually selects a pick.
I bet our good friend.
Before we all go, what? WTF.
I bet our
can't
good
be any worse than last year.
Our good friend, host of the Eagles Insider podcast, Dave Spadaro, will be there. So if you win, make sure you go up to Dave and say, "Yo, Green Legion, I heard you on Green Legion Radio. It was great."
And you were wrong.
The best part about that show was the Greg Murphy / Dave Spadaro dance competition.
Ooh, oh, good.
Yeah. That was hysterical.
Yeah,
I don't know which one of you dances around the topic better.
Yeah,
you or Greg Murphy.
I said, "Woo, woo!" And you try and throw an hour right at them. They're like dodging it like Neo in Matrix.
Come on, man, leave my co-host alone. Leave my co-host alone.
Oh, look at Big Time over there.
Big Time over here. All protective. All right. So this here we go. Our good friend, special guest, and new to Green Legion athlete Row, former Eagles cornerback Lito Shepherd went to Raines High School down in Florida, which produced two Eagles Hall of Famers in Canton, Ohio. So the first people that answer on your,
I already know.
That's good. Well, we'll get back to it at the end by the end of the show.
Okay.
So that's the question. Raines High School down in Florida, which Lito attended, produced two Eagles Hall of Famers in Canton. Let's see the answers there. Sam will get in touch with you.
And they have to be on the same line. The same answer has to be. I don't want Sam jumping back and forth between.
No. You have to answer both.
In the same line.
Yeah, in the same line. So if you're going to say who is on Green Legion's athlete row, permanent members, you have to say Tank and Diaz. You can't just say Tank and then or Diaz first.
Can we just go to break already?
Ending on another high note.
Yeah.
Go.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, brought to you by Bud Light with Lito Shepherd, Hollis Thomas, Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, / and myself, Quimby, and of course, Sam Brady, taking care of all social media duties. We'll be back right after this.
Lito missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all he missed. He ain't coming back. Into a strong bar and a gin joint car, he made it stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the mic down, let it roll. say one more job, I'll get it. One shot, no quitting. One for the road, Speedo. Whoa.
And if you think that's done before the show is over, you are sadly mistaken. Green Legion Radio Comedy Hour here on Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by Bud Light. Happy to have Lito Shepherd and his Speedo Shepherd in studio with us right now.
I really was the fastest corner I think that Eagles had. So, you know, I am a speedy.
Whatever, man. Just don't be fast around me. All right? I'm a little nervous.
Whoa.
Hey, now.
Well, Nate Gary's out of town, so he's looking
yeah,
for
that. Yeah, there you go. Awkward. Those jokes are about as old as that haircut you got rocking. It's all right.
The qualm.
It's all right.
Leave it to Beaver.
Do you want to work on Rogaine as a sponsor?
Shit. Oh, hey, wait. We got a bald man right over here.
Yeah, but he doesn't try.
I wear a hat every show.
He shaves his head and gives it and wears a hat.
I have receding, you're but still, I haven't lost.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We finally found an absolute relationship between you and Trump.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, because the hair? Oh, that is terrible. That I'm reporting you to HR.
Please.
You, sir, are fired.
I'll be available at 3:05 p.m. to handle all HR violations. All right, everybody, real quick. Get it out. $20. Pull it out of your pocket right now. Yeah, everybody.
I was going to gamble this at the casino.
I gave my last 20 to
Sam,
Alice.
Can you bring in $20 for me, please?
And me too.
Tank. Sam.
What you want?
Get $20 out of your pocket.
Yeah, I need some change.
You don't need to ask. You owe me $300 to begin with. Let's go. $20.
Out of his poncho over there.
I owe you nothing.
He didn't bring any cash. You know, we're going to Delilah's after this.
How you got pay this fine? Straight cash, homie.
All right.
I guess I don't really need to pay since I always
do me a favor. Put that right on the corner of Sackmaster's desk. All right. Because we're all picking right now. Who you think the Eagles are going to take with their first pick, regardless of where it is?
So we can't choose the same one. Obviously.
No, we can. No.
We split. If you split.
Yeah, you can split. I'm all right with that.
I mean, you know.
Because I know where Lito's going, and it's Speedo and me.
So, Hollis, you, sir, have been the diligent student of the game this year regarding the draft, and you've been absolutely combing it left and right. I'm going to ask you first. Who do you think?
I think they go J.C. Horn.
J.C. Horn. All right. No.
And I don't want them to, but I think they're going to go J.C. Horn.
No, I need a pen.
He needs a pen.
We also you can write them down.
Yeah. All right. Sack's writing them down. Diaz, next to him.
Unfortunately, I was saying J.C. Horn, too.
Really?
Maybe I should make it interesting. I'll say Devontae Smith.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, mm-hmm. So as I expressed earlier, you know, I think they really do need to keep up with some of the things that's going on in the NFC East. Mm-hmm. And all of those guys has a lot of wide receivers. I think we have to go corner, and I'm going with Surtain Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go with Patrick Surtain, but I also like winning money, too.
There were no odds on this one.
There were no odds. So I'm going to go Jalen Waddle, wide receiver out of Alabama.
I was going to say J.C. Horn, too, and then I was going to resort to Patrick Surtain, and then I was going to resort to Jalen Waddle. So I'll just make it interesting and say Ja'Marr Chase.
So pass.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I noticed that Kyle didn't put his $20 in.
Right.
The absolute fun part about everything that just took place is that all of you actually had lucid, intelligent, and remarkably researched picks. Unfortunately, Howie Roseman doesn't usually do that.
Yeah. So we're all wrong, basically.
So I'm going to say Justin Fields.
Wow. Wow. Thanks for your donation.
Okay,
thanks
so this is how it goes.
I'm not even going to follow it.
I was going to ask if I could take the field, but I'm just doing it because I think they're going to make some. I'm sorry. I believe they're going to make some stupid move.
This is what's going to happen. Okay. Originally, I said if the Eagles take Micah Parsons, you're getting a Penn State Parsons jersey. Mm-hmm. Now, if the Eagles take Justin Fields, you're getting right off the presses an Eagles Justin Fields jersey. You're wearing at the tailgates. Yes, you are.
Fine. I hate Penn State fans. I'm happy to wear anything Ohio State related.
You're also getting a Micah Parsons Penn State jersey to wear at the tailgates.
I don't know, man. So I'll tell you what. They're not going to move up. I think they're going to move back. Right, and they're not going to get maybe the best corner, which I think is Surtain, but when they move back later in the first, I think Asante Samuel Jr. may still be around that they'll still settle.
Hold on a second. All right, let's talk about this for just a hot second.
The elephant in the room.
There's a bunch of them today. But could you imagine just for some odd goofball, strange reason, you hear this with the whatever number pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
No.
Hold on a second. I'm just saying, would that make your blood curdle? I mean, you just had Carson.
I would literally.
There's this really cool walkway up the Ben Franklin Bridge.
I mean, I've tried walking home across the Walt Whitman, and I was not successful.
You weren't what?
Yeah, successful.
Atta boy.
Game six, NLCS 2010. I tried walking across the Walt Whitman. I was so drunk off of Four Locos. But I will say this.
What the hell was you doing?
That was the most South Jersey comment I've ever heard from him.
Exactly. After the World Series, I remember too many Four Locos. I tried to walk over the Ben Franklin Bridge.
No, the Walt Whitman. I thought you could walk across the Walt Whitman because there's a walkway, but that's for workers.
Wow.
So like I'm walking up to the bridge and I have a Port Authority.
You didn't have your hard hat or your Jimmy hat.
He's like, where do you think you're going? I was like, I'm walking home. He's like, well, where are you walking home to? He's like, going across the bridge. And he's like, no, you got two ways. You're going in the back of my car to jail, or you're going back to where you came from. And I was like, I'm going back to where I came from.
Right here on the comments, this might be comment of the day. Andrew Hurst can't keep $20 in a Speedo.
Lito makes it different.
Actually, I can. I have some with zippers on them, you know, with pockets on me, so I can keep a little bunny in them.
I'm going to take your word.
Is that zipper in the front or the back?
Just in case you guys.
Hopefully, the front.
Just in case anybody's interested in signing up for the Dominican trip this year, yeah, this is what you're looking forward to.
Speedo Lito, I've never seen
so many females sign up for a trip so fast.
We got a great one here for our Eagles bye week. Green Legion is going to the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana for hashtag Speedo Lito.
I like it.
Speedo Lito.
Now watch how much action you get on.
Oh, man. I've been saying this, man. I've been on the record. To me, Justin Fields or Trey Lance or whoever, listen, this season is all about two things for me, okay? It's to find out if Jalen Hurts can play quarterback in the NFL and if Nick Sirianni is a good head coach. Now, you can do that by going 7-10 and finding out that both are correct. And then next year you have a bevy of
7-10 sounds so weird.
No.
It sounds weird though. Listen, just 17 games.
I get that. Yeah, it does sound weird. But like, you know,
I'm looking over at Lito. He's going like this.
I'm scratching my head on the
17.
But you have a bevy of money because, you know, I think everything is going to go up next year after the pandemic. So the money's going to return. And plus with the new television.
Well,
deal,
with an extra game, your revenue is going to increase.
Oh, man. The television deal. Think about it.
It's going to increase one out of 17. What is that? 6.8%,
which is okay because this is the reason why Howie did all the reworkings of the deals and was okay with the veterans because he knows he's going to have a bunch of money at his disposal. And next year you could have
5.8%.
You could have three first round picks next year. At that point, if Jalen Hurts can play, you don't have to worry about trading away for a quarterback or trading up to get a quarterback. You have your quarterback. So the most important thing this year is to see if Jalen Hurts can play. You do not take a quarterback in the first round, period. Maybe later, a developmental guy, you know, maybe like the Trask from Florida.
Hey, yeah,
right. Gosh, Trask.
I like Trask. I love Trask.
I'm not saying he's trash. But
is it possible? Is it possible Howie Super Howies and going from a second round quarterback last year, going to a first round quarterback. Let's say Justin Fields drops there. I don't think he's going to drop there.
The thing
but if you have Justin Fields there and you might have your quarterback for the next decade, and I get everything you said before that, 100% I agree with, I understand it. But you don't get to that position, and if a guy drops like that, you're like, we're going to pass and get a corner or a wide receiver when Fields might be the best quarterback in the draft. You don't even know.
Real fast, because I just resonated what I said. David Harris, I can't see them drafting another quarterback from the college that Wentz came from, plus he wears number 5. The fans would burn down the link.
I agree. I totally agree.
If you
look at it from this perspective, okay, you draft a quarterback, all right, in the first round. And then Jalen Hurts outperforms him in training camp, and then he wins the starting job. Nope. You just burned your first round pick for this year.
Mm-hmm. Correct. You'd expect him to do that, though. You know, what I mean, oh, wow.
I mean, he would. He's been here before. Yeah. In camp.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. All right, gentlemen, we do not have a whole lot of time left. 15 total minutes before we get into the last segment, which there's a few more questions for Leto that never got to. On our last show 2 weeks ago.
Looking real excited.
I wonder why.
Well, the Speedo just did him in.
I need 2.5 minutes from you on the Phillies, 2.5 minutes from you on the Sixers. Ready? Go.
All right. So the Phillies, they wrapped up this past weekend with the St. Louis Cardinals. They took 2 out of 3, and then they lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants. But during the course of the homestand, Bryce Harper has been red hot. 647 during the homestand, 11 of 17, 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 4 RBIs, and 5 walks. It's insane.
Is he taking a different approach?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Why is he doing that? And I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, absolutely, but it's amazing. He's going where the ball is. He's looking at more pitches. He's not swinging for the fence, but when it's time to swing for the fence, he's going for
his swing is always aggressive. That's not going to change. It's violent no matter if he has an infield single or a home run. It's absolutely violent. Here's a question for all of you guys. How many times did Bryce Harper strike out during the course of a 6-game homestand? I know he was off on Saturday, but how many times did he strike out?
0.
1.
1.
1. Okay. That's a big movement.
Huge.
Okay. And a lot of those hits were just like infield hits. Like, you know, he was just getting on base, but to avoid the sweep against the Giants and you know, Captain Coconut Oil, you know, he came up big with that game tying home run,
right,
you know, that went over the fence in right center. Right now, a lot of people, a lot of the pundits in the city have been talking about, well, earn your money. You're getting paid too much money. You need to put this team on your back. That's exactly what Bryce Harper has done over the last week. It's about time for the other guys like Reese Hoskins, who's taken a step back over the last week. Reese needs to step up and really show what he can do. And I'm talking about hitting the ball to the opposite field. And JT needs to step up as well.
So I'll hit the Sixers real quick. Rough week. It's been a rough week. We've got the mystery illness here for our man Ben Simmons. We will not have the final of the.
Ben's doing that a lot right now.
The first Milwaukee game. But I mean, these guys, like Tobias Harris, hurt his knee. Curry was out for the Phoenix game. I don't even know why they played Embiid in the Phoenix game. And I know, you know, the rest days and the schedule loss, and everyone hates the sitting, but like that game meant nothing. And we have 2 against Milwaukee. You know, luckily against Phoenix, the Nets lost to Toronto that day, so we didn't lose any ground. But still, you know, it's more wear and tear. We got 3 back-to-backs in the final 10 days of the season. So we'll see how they do against Milwaukee later on today. Actually, the game today, Saturday, is at 3:30, a rare day game in the NBA so far. But at this,
we're the pregame show.
Exactly,
we're leading you into Sixers right Bucks here on Saturday.
Hey, finish up the draft, go right in. At this point, they need the 1 seed. Everyone knows they need the 1 seed. Let's avoid the Nets or the Bucks in the second round. The easiest way to the finals is having home court. It's just the guys got to be healthy first and foremost. So we'll see how it goes. Good news, next week we play Atlanta for 2 at home. Trae Young, again, never wishing for injuries, but he severely sprained his ankle the other night. He probably won't be playing those 2 games. He gives us fits anyway. So hopefully it's a nice three-win week next week for the Sixers.
Yeah, I just hope that if Ben's stomach issues are resolved by Saturday afternoon, that Josh Harris will loan him his helicopter.
And there it is, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler. brought to you by Bud Light with Lito Shepherd, Hollis Tank Thomas, Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster / Sam Brady, and myself back for our final segment right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS-AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, brought to you by Bud Light. We are back for our final segment on Green Legion Radio, and it's time to Ask Lito.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Look at that. Like, Ask Lito or Ask Speedo?
Why are you acting so spicy? What is this? Lito be
riding, having great Speedo. Sorry. We missed it.
I'm seeing jiggles that I've never seen before.
Awkward.
I lost weight. I don't know what you're talking about.
We also need to give out our trivia question winners as well.
Absolutely. Sorry.
That was the thing.
Back to the show.
What the hell is going on over there?
It's party time, Hollis.
He's getting ready for Delilah.
Psychedelic tank.
You see him.
I'm minding my
psychedelic
business.
Tank.
He definitely is Morpheus right now.
I love his vibe.
I was minding my business. I thought you guys were doing some things.
So, Diaz, you want to announce the winners?
Yeah, we got two winners. The winner of the 4-pack of Eagles draft party ticks with field access next week is our good friend J9.
Janine Christie in Florida.
That is correct.
I think she'll be coming up for that and taking three of her friends, actually.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. Damn it. Oh. We have to do this again because of you.
Just a bit outside.
It was me. No. We'll just keep going.
All right.
The bleeps are fine.
And our runner-up, but not runner-up in our hearts.
At all.
Jay Vagnetti.
Jay Vagnetti. Oh, no.
That was so lame.
So lame. Have you heard what's coming out of his mouth?
What's the answer for the trivia question as well, Diaz? Please give
that. The answer is our very own Brian Dawkins and newly elected
Harold Carmichael.
That is great. That Beautiful. Is correct. Beautiful. Great.
Congratulations to William Marion Raines High School, Jacksonville, Florida, baby. We only produce the best.
There he is.
Is that the high school you went to?
Great question.
Yes, it is.
All right, everybody. Let's ask Lito. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Lito, again, these are from Russ Taylor.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
We're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Best athlete to watch and are amazed by?
Athlete to watch and... are amazed.
If
by.
You say Diaz, you're going over the balcony.
Seriously, I'm not.
You could say Iverson not, first, but second.
What now?
Diaz.
Are we talking about football or all sports?
All sports.
All sports.
All sports would be Andrew Knapp.
Let me see. Best.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm gonna say, man.
Where does he come from? Out of nowhere.
You know, athletes come. You know, Nappy. There's a lot of athletes around. But when you talk,
you want to think about it for a second. We come back to it because you're stalling a little bit.
I had to think about it. And I didn't want to exclude anybody, but you know, I'm gonna go with. I think you know, Usain Bolt did some pretty amazing things.
Wow, track. That's a good call, though, man.
Like
he's slowing down, breaking world records.
Who?
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt.
One of the best. This is Sports Center commercials too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, that's a light day.
Yeah. Are cheesesteaks overrated?
Ooh. You know, I don't want to
answer. There's only one answer
take
here.
Take your time.
I was going to give you a slight comment with that, but I can't do that because I don't want the Philadelphia area to get on me. But when you have to overrate it when you talk about Passaginos. But when you talk about gyms.
Thank you.
Yes, gyms on South.
You know, like I love South Street cheesesteaks.
Yes.
Like that.
You know, I always, Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah. I always defend the best cheesesteak in the city is the mom and pop pizza shop Absolutely. That's closest to you that makes it exactly the way you want it.
Not correct. The way you want it. Delicious. That's what you say right there. Yeah.
I got a question. Isn't Jim's just in the same like touristy place? It's not at the same corner of Pat's and Gino's.
It's not, but the difference between Jim's and Pat's and Gino's is Jim's chops up the ribeye.
Yeah. But I'll say this, and I don't care. I don't care who has to hear it. D'Alessandro's is no good. D'Alessandro's is
I'm not a
no
huge fan.
Good.
But we'll go all day to Abner's.
What was it? Iskey Bibbles? I think Iskey Bibbles.
Iskey Bibbles. Yeah,
that was pretty nice too. Yeah.
Jim's has fantastic service. What you want,
Steve? Lito, too.
Yes, sir.
Personal kryptonite: the drink that you know you shouldn't have.
Yeah, that is tequila.
So anybody that wants to meet myself, Tank, and Lito out after the show, we're going to Delilah's and shots of tequila.
Oh, wow.
You set yourself up, man.
How early is your flight tomorrow?
I probably won't make it if I drink that.
It doesn't matter.
Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Lito.
Yes.
I got you. Don't worry.
Oh.
Are you still showing up at Kyle's house to make him breakfast tomorrow?
What are you doing, Kyle?
I'll have tequila.
I thought best... tomorrow was making his breakfast.
Best football memory.
I hate you guys.
Best football memory.
It has to be that Monday night football game against the Cowboys, man, when I had that 102-yard interception return.
We were there.
That was a mess.
Can I tell you what the best football memory for Diaz was?
Uh-oh, what's that?
That, because apparently he was a hell of a lot more excited than you when that question came out.
I know. Lito, you know our whole deal. We travel all around. That was our first big trip. I was not working for the Legion.
You're still a virgin.
I was still a customer. Yeah. Never experienced anything like that. We had like 700-800 fans there, and it was on Monday night, and I'd never been to an opposing NFL stadium before. Normally we cheer and we're the loudest things, and then you hear like the Cowboys get a first down, and it was all loud and Monday night, and that was the biggest beatdown in Texas Stadium history.
That was fantastic.
It was great. Yeah. The Donovan scramble, the Lito return. It was great.
By the way, the studio is high atop the Northern Liberty skyline. I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
you think?
Let me try that again.
It's falling.
Try that again.
By the way, the studio is high atop the Northern Liberty's skyline. And what is behind me in my video is not superimposed. It's the Ben Franklin Bridge that is Old City, Northern Liberties. Yeah, we cool over here. All right, this is going to be the final question for you, and it's very interesting, and we can't have screaming women from the living room. All right.
We do not. No. Note, we have no screaming women.
Sounds like our fantasy football draft.
Awkward. All right, ready?
Yes.
Lito, this is going to be a tough one.
All righty.
If you could change the outcome of one game or one play in your career, what would it be and why?
Donovan not throwing up.
Excuse me.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'll say it is from that game, though. It is from that game. I would change the outcome of that game, obviously. I thought it was just destiny, you know, for us to win that Super Bowl.
Speaking of destiny, she will be dancing at Delilah's when we go over there in about 20 minutes.
I have my eye on you, Destiny. But, yeah. But, you know, obviously I want a Super Bowl ring. I wanted a Super Bowl ring. And it was the stage was set. In my hometown, you know, I'm starting.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
You know, that was the best year in my career. And we had a number of players from that hometown playing in that game, you know, and we had the team to do it. So, you know, if I could change the outcome, that would be awesome.
Did the Patriots cheat?
I was about to ask that.
I'll
we know where Hollis is at.
I'll tell you this. Without proof, it was a difference between that first half and the second half of our attack and the way they responded to it. So either they're just
It's okay. Keep going.
Yeah, unless they're just that smart to know exactly what we're going to do before we do it, you know, it's just a lot of suspicion, you know. So, I mean, it was night and day from the things we ran in that first half compared to how the outcome was when we ran them in the second half.
They're not smart enough to adjust.
Not like that.
Not like that. It was the uncanny ability to adjust on the fly and know what we're in.
Right.
Even with our shifts. Because they had a lot of people have yet to see the investigation, and the investigation is a telltale.
Yeah,
it's bad. It pissed me off reading the investigation. The investigation is extremely extensive. They were breaking into other teams' locker rooms, stealing their playbooks. So it's bad, dude.
Can we call this a disco tank? Like a disco tank? Disco tank.
Funkadelic.
I'm hanging out at the disco tank.
I could tell his face got red when they asked if the Patriots cheated.
Yeah.
Everybody's
team.
On behalf of myself, Hollis Tang Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, / the Gobbler, and Lito Shepherd.
Lito.
I love it.
Can't thank you guys enough. Can't thank you guys enough for voting for us this entire time on Crossing Broads, March Media, Eagles Media. March Media Eagles bracket, whatever it is. I'm not going to figure out the words. You got something?
Hey, guys, you know, this is an amazing show, and I just want to congratulate all of you guys, man. Y'all doing a wonderful
job. Thank you, Lito. Thank you for coming.
Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
We are going to keep it up. We are going to continue to be the best in the eyes of the people's choice in Philadelphia, and we can't thank you guys enough. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by Bud Light. Hollis and I get tanked happy hour on Monday. Oh, Ice to Shorts Winter Sports on Tuesday.
We'll be back.
It's about time.
All right, you guys.
And baseball brunch.
And Bud Light baseball brunch
on Bud Sunday, Light baseball 11 to noon.
Yes, thank you. Got all of it in there. You guys, see you soon.